Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
But I believe that in these times that we are living in, if we are not dedicated, devoted, and
committed
to the will of God and to living under the head, we are going to have really bad situations happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's going to be all cushy if we're in the will of God, because that's not, no.
Yes.
And we're not going to get our will and way. No, that's not it.
We have to be careful.
But we will be in the protection and the provision, and we will be in his will. And if you think about his will as being him, and him coming, and we're caught up, maybe the catch-up is that we are literally him. Riding that horse
in. In him,
we
literally.
Are literally in him coming. He's coming as one, in. And we, under the head, will be there. Oh, my goodness gracious. That puts it like, oh, my gosh, it doesn't matter what the will of God is.
Just so we know it and do it.
Absolutely, because the reward is too great and the cost is too great not to be in it.
And part of it is we were going through the book of Murray, Waiting on God for a while. We were all in it. But, you know, the Lord trained me how to find his will. And the Holy Spirit must have done it, because as I prayed to know God's will, he showed me how to find it. And it is simply to bow your will, to bow your wishes, to bow your wants to him first. And then you wait until his will is made clear. So he is anxious to give us his will, because all of his love, provision, and safety rest in the kingdom. The kingdom is the government of the Lord Jesus on this earth, and we are to seek the kingdom, to bring it down to earth every day in our prayers. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The kingdom and the will are the same. So that is our safety in the days that come, is being willing to wait for his will.
Okay, here's another thing.
Okay.
About the accident. I had gone to the post office, dropped off the mail, and I was coming down this road, and I felt like I was supposed to go through the CVS parking lot and go over to the light and then cross over and get gas there. I could have gotten gas down further, okay? And so I was sitting there going, okay, where am I supposed to go? I felt like I was supposed to go through the CVS parking lot. I was supposed to go to that light, and I was going to that gas station there. So in the will of God, I got hit.
Good point.
So it's not like hardship didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because here, this is why I believe I wasn't hurt. But it's not like it couldn't have happened, even in the will of God, that I got hurt. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get hurt because I felt like I was in the will of God, and for whatever reason, he didn't need to hurt my body. But there I am. I did the will of God to go to that light and go into that light and got hit. And then that destroyed my car. And then I have to get into this other car. I don't understand any of it.
There's no why that we've got.
And I don't know if there ever will be a why. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, you know, I said in my book that what the sovereignty of God is not a parent saying, because I say so. Well, maybe some of it is.
And that's all we need. That was true for Job.
Maybe he literally is saying, this is my will. Do you value my will more than you value yours? Do you want my will above anything else? Then follow me. Mm-hmm. And I happen to get hit, and I happen to lose my car, and I happen to get another car, which put me in deeper debt. I mean, I had to get in debt with mm-hmm. that one.
Yeah.
I had been paying off that other car, and I had paid it way down. And all of a sudden, here I go, right back up. I'm like, oh, golly. But it's the will of God. So if the will of God if I'm in the will of God, then that provision for the payment of that is there.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to provide for whatever his mm-hmm. will is, however he wants to do it. And I don't know what that's going to look like. So I'm petitioning all of us to be in the will under the head because of the fact that I want to see that will. I want to see that headship in your life because I need him in you and you need him in me.
Right.
Because we are one.
Right.
As the transcendent church, we are one. And if you are not in the will under the head, then we're not one.
We're not, and that is so true, John. There are people that if... What does unbeliever have to do with believer? What
right.
does God have to do with Baal?
Right.
What does evil have to do with goodness?
Right.
There cannot be an association that we live in apart from the headship.
And if you take it even further, if you're not for me, which is in the will,
yes.
you're against me.
You're against me.
So I need Christ in you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need Christ in me. And we see Christ... We manifest Christ mm-hmm. in this life by being in under the will,
yes.
under his headship.
Yes. It's truly wonderful.
And it's crucial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting.
It's fascinating and exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Because it's, you know what it is? It's coming to know him from our gathering around that situation, how he moved with each person. I got to know God.
Right.
And I said, oh my, Father, you are so committed to a single person, one at a time. You are committed to involvement in every person's need and responsibility. He was covering every base for every person in that situation. And now I understand in the church, he is intimately involved in every single person. Fully and completely, as though that person was the only one in the world. God's complete provision is set up.
You know, the amazing part of it is that you fell more in love with him because of it.
Yes.
It increased your love and knowledge of him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, John. Well said. Perfectly. Yes.
Wow.
And so it's such a gift.
Do you want to love God more? I hear a lot of people say, I just want to love God more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love him enough. I want to love him more. But get in his will and you will.
Mm-hmm. And to live, let me say what I've said a lot of times. The hardest thing for people to surrender is their right to think.
Whew.
And that's why that is the crucial test of every life. Will you let me do all the thinking and you do all the surrendering?
Mm-hmm.
Now, after God shows you his will, there can be a time of sweet meditation where you understand it, where it goes deeper in you, and you're more committed to it, and you've committed all to prayer. But many, many people have passed through my life who were not willing to live for God's will alone as the only
right.
goal.
Right.
So there's no relationship. Christ said, who are my father, mother, sister, brothers, those who do the will of God.
Right.
There is only connection to him
right, right, right.
in his will. So my only connection to him, as he is under the Father's will, I'm under his will.
And the only connection we have is when we're in the will.
Right. Our body connection is not that we believe the same thing or we live in the same community or we go to the same church. It's not that at all. My connection to you is his will.
That's absolutely the most fascinating thing to me.
Yes.
That's utterly fascinating.
Yes.
That you and someone in a different church or you and someone in a different country, that you all can be unified and in the body.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I had a woman contact me by internet in a very foreign country.
Mm.
And she was precious. And I listened a lot for her. I listened and listened because I didn't know her and we didn't communicate. The only prayer I got after really weeks of listening, was that she would find God to be completely sufficient for her life situation. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
That was big for her situation, for God to be enough. So more weeks go by, and then she writes, and I tell her what I'm praying for, and she writes me back and says, I have given up being my own Lord.
Whoa. Whoa.
So we were connected across thousands of miles. We were connected by the head. And I went to the head for my solution to pray. What I heard from God became her surrender to the head. And then she got the revelation and the joy of coming under his head. Isn't that what ministry is? To get the right prayer, pray it, and find that his headship is extended in another life or in another whole area. That will only be seen on the other side. We'll only know those stories on the other side.
That's beautiful.
So, it's really such a privilege.
It's
to bow down your will for his will.
It's a building up of the kingdom.
Yes, John, exactly. Oh, it's so exciting.
All right. That is bringing heaven down to earth.
It's bringing the kingdom down too, isn't it?
It is. That's how you do it. By being under the head.
You bring the kingdom to us.
I've always wondered how that worked. How does that work, God? How does it function like that? How do you bring heaven down to earth? I do know that's what you want to do. How does that happen? That's it.
Mm-hmm. All it has to do is we come under the headship. We come under the king and his mind and his thinking and his choosing and his directing. Oh, I want to read a scripture. This is Ephesians, wonderful Ephesians. Chapter 1, it starts at 15. I never stop giving thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the perception of your mind may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the glorious riches of his inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his vast strength. All of that I've read, John, is in the will of God. First is the prayer that you see, and that God would give you the wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him.
Wow.
I pray that the perception of your mind may be enlightened. May this message we've been on for weeks now be a means of the revelation so that we can see and know the hope of his calling, the glorious riches of his inheritance among us.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the immeasurable greatness of his power to us? That's all about the will of God. It's the transformation by the Spirit of how we see. So I pray for revelation to this message. I pray for my revelation of living it and this little group of Shulamites.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just amazed.
And all those that we're transcendently connected to.
Yes. Yes.
One mind.
One mind. Conveyed across the sea, beyond distance. Distance is nothing because it's one body of Christ. One. And we're either in it or we're not.
Right.
It's not a building. It's not a denomination. It's not a home church. It's not a ministry. It's Christ and his will, the kingdom.
It's beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.